Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So if you were asked, what is your nationality? Is that an easy question for you, or is that a difficult question for you? Turns out it's a more complicated question than most people realize, and it could get more complicated today as the president plans to sign an executive order that would make it so that those members of the Jewish community would define themselves, I guess, according to this executive order, as their nationality. Jewish would be their nationality, if I'm saying that correctly, which I think I am. Mark Hetfield is the president and CEO of HIAS. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So am I saying that correctly?
Well, basically, yes. It is a little confusing because Judaism is a religion. But being Jewish is both an ethnic identity, you could call it a national identity, as well as a religious identity. So the lines are more blurred than with other religions and with other ethnic groups.
So are there advantages? Does this executive order clarify that blurriness?
Well, I mean, it's meant to make it easier to go after speech against Israel as being a form of anti-Semitism, is my understanding, by claiming that they're attacking the Jewish nationality. So in that sense, it does make a difference, but I feel it's not the right approach to combat anti-Semitism. I mean, there are other things that have to be done, and this might be well-intentioned, but frankly, you know, we have mixed feelings about it at HIAS. Many of the people that we helped are Jews who fled the Soviet Union, and one of the claims that they had to persecution was that they were persecuted on the basis of their Jewish nationality, which was actually listed in all their internal documents and their internal passport, that their nationality was Jewish. So we really do have mixed feelings about it, to say the least.
So I mentioned earlier that maybe I was just late coming to this conversation. Has there been much of a national discussion about this executive order?
I'm a little reluctant to comment on it because we haven't even seen it. We've just seen reports of the executive order that is coming out. It did come out of left field. This was not expected. We've certainly been anxious for the government to be more proactive in the fight against anti-Semitism, but this was not a tool that was discussed, as far as I'm aware of, in the circles that I'm with.
So, if there were, given the concerns that you've outlined, what would some other tools to fight anti-Semitism? What are some other tools that you would prefer to see put in place?
Well, for one thing, it starts with the way we speak, and it starts with the way the president speaks. So rather than signing this executive order, I would rather he did not use words like the words he used over the weekend during a speech to the Israeli-American Council conference in Florida, when he told the attendees at the conference that they had no choice to vote for him, because the Democrats will increase taxes on the wealthy. I mean, it's promoting that kind of stereotype that really puts us in danger, and I wish that he would fight it, or at the very least stop promoting it. We need to do a lot more in terms of education, in terms of Holocaust education, in terms of education against xenophobia, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, because all these phobias are growing, and it really, education is the answer, not redefining what we we in America believe is a religion as a nationality. Even though, you know, again, this is well-intentioned in the sense that it's about fighting anti-Semitism, but there are other ways we need to fight, and that is through education and through the way we speak.
Now, you mentioned education, and as I understand this executive order, part of the motivation for this, or part of the motivation behind it, was to focus on anti-Semitism on college campuses. Can you elaborate for me? I mean, just how dire are the circumstances on America's campuses?
Well, there's no question that anti-Semitism is spreading on college campuses, and that criticism of Israel is often directed at Jews. And there's a blurring of the lines between between Jews and the state of Israel. And so it is true that that criticism of Israel can often deteriorate into criticism of Jews as a people. And it's really important, you know, as part of these educational efforts, to educate people that Israel is a country. Israel is a country for the Jewish people, yes, but it is not fair to equate Jews with Israel just by virtue of the fact that they are Jewish. And our concern is that this executive order, while it's intended to combat anti-Semitism, is actually going to continue to conflate those two things.
And it's kind of interesting, I think, that we are having this conversation, because there are many who would argue that there is a hatefulness that is spreading across this country, across so many other lines. And there are many who would argue that they would like to see as much effort go into all of eliminating all of the hatefulness and dividedness that permeates this country.
Yeah, absolutely. On that, I do not disagree at all.
So what happens from here? You wait to see the executive order, because you almost have to wait to see the order before you can even respond to it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we really do have to read it. But what we do know is that the speech that is coming out of the White House has not been helping the fight against anti-Semitism. So that is where I would rather see the emphasis. That much I do know.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. You have shed a lot of light into something I knew nothing about until a couple of hours ago. So I appreciate your taking the invitation and stopping by to help us out today. Appreciate you as always, Mark.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Have a good day.